You are listening to WHYY 90.9 FM. I'm Cherry Gregg. It started with a $100 grant, a handful of neighbors, and a vision rooted in ancestral pride. Today, it draws 500,000 people and generates nearly $30 million for the city of Philadelphia alone. Odunde, the country's largest African-American street festival, is turning 50 this year. But at the heart of the legacy is a family. Lois Fernandez co-founded Odunde in 1975. Her daughter, Ocean Bumi Bumi Fernandez, grew it into a global event. And now, as the festival enters this milestone year, Bumi is bringing her son, Adeniyi Ogudana, into the fold.
I told my son, like my mother told me, if you want Odunde, it's yours. However, God did not put you on this earth to live my dream. My son came to me and said, Mom, how can I help you? How can I reduce your workload? He came to me and I was so honored that he wants to and has the fortitude and the intelligence to want to learn about Odunde. And I'm going to allow him to do that. I think we as parents, our children cannot live our dream. But the fact that my son wants to be a part of this and keep his mother, his grandmother's legacy alive, I'm just honored, Cherry. And I really can't articulate how proud I am and how happy I am.
Were you around his age when your mom started the passing of the baton for you as well?
Passing the baton was me. My mother fell ill, Cherry. At 22 years old, my mother fell ill. So I took over Odunde solely, all by myself, right? And so I've been running Odunde longer than my mom. I'm 51 years old. I've been to all 50 Odundes. I've been running Odunde for 29 years. Yeah, so I have done the work. I have put in the time. And so with me, it really wasn't an option because I had to help my mom. And I also want to let people know that I was my mother's main caregiver. My mother was sick majority of my life, rheumatoid arthritis, breast cancer, all these type of illnesses. And so I was carrying that too. So it was so much weight I was carrying on my shoulders. But I said, but for the grace of God, I survived. And I was able to take care of my mom and keep her legacy alive simultaneously.
And so, Adeniyi, I want to bring you into the conversation because now you're the COO. But I want to go back in your memory. What's your earliest memory of Odunde?
The oldest memory I probably got, one time, it was Odunde. My mom gave me and my little brother these shirts. We had our own clothing brand, a clothing brand called I Am The Next. I wore a shirt called I'm The Next CEO. My little brother wore a shirt saying I'm The Next COO of Odunde. And to see where we're at right now, see where I'm at right now, we're kind of coming full circle. It's like, okay, it's happened. So that's probably my latest memory that I have in my memory bank. But I'm sure there's much, much more. I remember me and my little brother just kind of getting wheeled around by Odunde staff. I remember the entire Odunde up and down the river and then back around Odunde. So Odunde's always been a beautiful time for me.
So what does it mean to you to walk into this role as chief operating officer? I mean, that sounds official.
First, I'm thankful, of course. I'm blessed. I'm truly blessed to be a part of a family that has a legacy like this, from my grandma in 1975 to my mom, running to get more longer than my grandma have. I'm just blessed. I know that I'm privileged, but I take it with great honor. I know that I have to work hard, just like my mom did, just like my grandma did. And I know that I'm not just leeching off. I know that I'm putting in my own work. I know that I have my own team for social media that I'm handling, logistics I'm handling. We have a new venture called Odunde Sports that I'll be handling that as well with our partner Jeremiah White. So I know that I got to bring my own weight to the table to make sure that my mom isn't doing everything by herself.
So you've grown up with the festival. You know, it's in your DNA. And you mentioned that you're part of a new generation that's bringing its own voice. And I want you to talk a little bit more about Odunde Sports. How do you see you adding to the legacy that has already been built?
Over the last couple of weeks and really months, I've learned so much of what my grandma's true vision of what Odunde is. And I want to keep that alive. I want to keep educating people about African-American culture. I want to educate people while also having my own vision, like you said. Odunde Sports is something that I am really passionate about because I love sports so much and I know what it can do for people. Sports can bring people together. It can teach. It can educate. And that's my goal with Odunde Sports, to teach and educate. The World Cup is right here. Club World Cup 2025 is here in Philadelphia, in the States. And then next year will be the World Cup, FIFA World Cup of the nations of Spain and France. All the nations will be coming, playing here. And I know my grandma had her baby, which is Odunde, of course. Like my mom has her baby, Odunde 365, which is her baby. And me have my own baby now, being Odunde Sports. I'm really excited for that. And just kind of, like I said, kind of going to the sports world and changing not only kids, but everybody's life with sports. So that's how I look at it.
And so as we get ready to wrap up, legacy is such a beautiful thing. And you all are sitting here doing this interview together. Adeniyi, you're sitting next to your mom. Bumi, you're sitting looking at your son. What does it mean to you to share this moment together, standing at the crossroads of the past of Odunde, the present, and then the future?
It's a wonderful feeling to be here with my son. You know, he's 20 years old. And when I look at my son, I see a younger version of myself. I do. Hungry, eager to learn, ready to make mistakes, learn from my mistakes. And I was just telling my son the other day, I was like, you know, I don't ever remember my mom ever being impatient with me. And I pray I'm able to do that with my son.
I'm Cherry Gregg, and that was Ocean Bumi Fernandez, CEO of the Odunde Festival, alongside her son, Adeniyi Ogudana, the festival's new COO. This Sunday, the Odunde Festival will span 15 blocks, beginning on the west side of South Street in Center City, Philadelphia, drawing tens of thousands from all over the region. For more, go to odundefestival.org. You've been listening to WHYY.